Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 125. How lovely are thy dwellings, Lord, from noise and trouble free. How beautiful the sweet concord of those who pray to thee. Hymn number 125. The scriptural this morning will be given by Janet from Georgia.
1 Chronicles. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the repetition of the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
adorable one.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 49. Dear Lord and Father of us all, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find. In deeper reverence, praise. Hymn number 49.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, please check our website, or you can find it also on our channel on YouTube. We have a Sunday school for children at 11, and that Sunday school has its own teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing their telephone. And we have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services and meetings. There will be no Bible study next Saturday. We just had a really good one yesterday, and we will have another one in 2 weeks on Saturday, January 18. So check our website for Bible study questions, and please join us in 2 weeks, January 18, 10 a.m. And for those of you who would like to do some advanced planning, we will have our annual meeting of the members on Thursday, January 23 at 8 p.m. That's a couple of weeks from now, but anybody who would like to attend in person, you're always welcome to do so. If you cannot attend in person, the meeting will be held over our teleconference number, so members will be able to attend teleconference. I would like to point out also an article that's featured on the cover page of our website, appropriate for the season. It's a reprint of an article entitled Happy New Year, from the Christian Science Journal of January 1886. But it's a great explanation as to what a happy new year really is. So I, short, sweet, recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And a special welcome this morning to Melissa from Connecticut, who's joining us. Now we will have the reading of a testimony from Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
From page 648, Mother and Daughter Healed. When Christian Science came to me, I had been taking medicine every day for 20 years on account of constipation. I had been treated by doctors and specialists, had taken magnetic treatments and osteopathy, had tried change of climate and an operation in a hospital, and when I came out, it was worse than before. I was so discouraged after I had tried everything I ever heard of, and was no better but rather grew worse, that it seemed as though I must give up trying to get well, when a friend suggested I try Christian Science. I had heard that Christian Science is healed by prayer, and I thought this must be the way Jesus had healed. I thought that this was all there was left for me to try. I sent for the book, Science and Health, and commenced to read it out of curiosity, not thinking or knowing that I could be helped by the reading, but thinking I must still take medicine and that I must also have treatment by a scientist. I, however, dropped my medicine and read for 3 days, and a light began to shine in the darkness. I was healed of the trouble and had never had to take medicine since. I have studied science and health faithfully ever since, and other ailments have disappeared. My little daughter has also been healed and has learned to use this knowledge in her schoolwork. From Mrs. O.R., Leadville, Colorado.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 2 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, God. The Golden Text, 1 Kings. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. The responsive reading is from Deuteronomy. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them.
Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee.
Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. The heathen raged, the kingdoms are moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Isaiah. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him,
and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart, and go up thence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And Moses said unto the Lord, Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Deuteronomy. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Jeremiah. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called The Lord our righteousness. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? John. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Verily, verily I say unto you,
He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
I shall read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Question: Is there more than one God or principle? Answer: There is not. Principle and its idea is one. And this one is God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent being. And his reflection is man and the universe. Omni is adopted from the Latin adjective signifying all. Hence, God combines all power or potency, all science or true knowledge, all presence. The varied manifestations of Christian Science indicate mind, never matter, and have one principle. The divine principle of man speaks through immortal sense. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. If spirit pervades all space, it needs no material method for the transmission of messages. Spirit needs no wires nor electricity in order to be omnipresent. God is spirit. Therefore, the language of spirit must be, and is, spiritual. Christian Science attaches no physical nature and significance to the Supreme Being or his manifestation. Mortals alone do this. God's essential language is spoken of in the last chapter of Mark's Gospel as the new tongue. the spiritual meaning of which is attained through signs following. Ear hath not heard, nor hath lip spoken, the pure language of spirit. Our Master taught spirituality by similitudes and parables. As a divine student, he unfolded God to man, illustrating and demonstrating life and truth in himself and by his power over the sick and sinning. Evidence drawn from the five physical senses relates solely to human reason, and because of opacity to the true light, human reason dimly reflects and feebly transmits Jesus' works and words. Truth is a revelation. Sound is a mental impression made on mortal belief. The ear does not really hear. Divine science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. Mozart experienced more than he expressed. The rapture of his grandest symphonies was never heard. He was a musician beyond what the world knew. This was even more strikingly true of Beethoven, who was so long hopelessly deaf. Mental melodies and strains of sweetest music supersede conscious sound. Music is the rhythm of head and heart. Mortal mind is the harp of many strings, discoursing either discord or harmony, according as the hand which sweeps over it is human or divine. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins, which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. If the medium of hearing is wholly spiritual, it is normal and indestructible. According to Christian science, the only real senses of man are spiritual, emanating from divine mind. Thought passes from God to man, but neither sensation nor report goes from material body to mind. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. Ears. Not organs of the so-called corporeal senses, but spiritual understanding. Jesus said, referring to spiritual perception, "Having ears, hear ye not." Mark 8. Mind is not necessarily dependent upon educational processes. It possesses of itself all beauty and poetry, and the power of expressing them. Spirit God is heard when the senses are silent. We are all capable of more than we do. The influence or action of soul confers a freedom, which explains the phenomena of improvisation and the fervor of untutored lips. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual, incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily. Controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one Spirit. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. Both Jew and Gentile may have had acute corporeal senses, but mortals need spiritual sense. The great teacher knew both cause and effect, knew that truth communicates itself, but never imparts error. Spiritual sense is the discernment of spiritual good. Understanding is the line of demarcation between the real and unreal. Spiritual understanding unfolds mind, life, truth and love, and demonstrates the divine sense, giving the spiritual proof of the universe in Christian Science. This understanding is not intellectual, is not the result of scholarly attainments. It is the reality of all things brought to light. The still, small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is, to the human mind, as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Then is the power of truth demonstrated, made manifest in the destruction of error. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 207. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 207.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope of in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal, matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be in glory both now and forever. Amen.